In the case of the twisted tongue. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The case of the twisted tongue. How easy it is for us to say, why did that go wrong? Why did these problems come into our life? Why are these circumstances bugging the living daylights out of us? Why? And the more we say why, the less the answer is apparent. We live in our life, in our bodies, in our world, in the now, to do one thing. To live in our life, in our bodies, in our now, this moment. We're not living in the past, mulling over the whys and wherefores of things, or living in the future of the hopefulness of what we're preparing ourselves for now, but we're living in the now. And if I say, why did my child go wrong? The answer naturally would be, somewhere along the line, I didn't train them right. But hey, I can't live taking unhappiness for the past and continuing to have that in my consciousness. If I do, I'm going to live a very unhappy life. However, I can live in the now. What am I doing about my life now? Am I thinking happy thoughts about my life now? Am I thinking happy thoughts about the people in my world now? I had one young lady a while ago, I've mentioned her before, and she came in and was telling me about the difficulty she had with her father, and that her father had been mean to her, not abusive, but just mean and an unkind father, and she couldn't love her dad. And so I told her, okay, I want you to take an hour or two right now, right this minute, and go out by yourself. Go in the park, go anywhere you want. And I want you to recreate your daddy. Recreate your daddy doing all of the things that make you happy. All of the things that you think the ideal father is doing. Now recreate him. Now I mean that sincerely. Do not create him according to anything that you think about from the past. Create him in the now as what you think an ideal father would be right this minute. What do you think an ideal father would be right this minute? As you think of an ideal father, what thoughts do you think? So she went off by herself. She was gone almost 2 hours. And when she came back, she said, "Hi, Herb." I said, "Hi, sweetheart." And she says, "Boy, I certainly feel good." And I said, "That's wonderful." I said, "You've been thinking about that miserable, stupid jerk of a father of yours?" "Herb, somehow you got the wrong message. My dad's wonderful." "Oh, really? What's so wonderful about your father?" "Well, he's gentle, he's loving, he's thoughtful. He wants me to succeed. He wants every happy thought to be mine. He wants me to be surrounded by people who are uplifting, supportive, and beneficial for me. He wants everything for me. My dad just wants everything for me. My dad thinks I'm the most wonderful girl in the world. I'm the most beautiful girl in the world. My dad just loves me to pieces." "Wow," I said, "how grand that is. So your dad just loves you to pieces." "Well, superb." And so then she goes on and she tells me more about her father. She tells me how wonderful he is and how fantastic he is, how loving he is, how generous he is, how super he is, and what fun he is to be with. And by the time she got done, she had set tears of joy in her eyes, and her body was just sort of trembling with the excitement of this newly created father. She didn't think of him as newly created, but every moment in the now, she created him, every moment in the now, as being super, as being wonderful, as being fantastic, as being glorious, as being just the most wonderful father in the world. Now, she went on to live in that consciousness with her dad, and she experienced it as she went to visit him. She experienced it as she wrote to him. She experienced it as she talked to him. The old father that she had not liked at all no longer existed. It's as though he dropped off the edge of the earth and left behind this beautiful new being which she called her daddy. How wonderful. You and I have this possibility, the opportunity to do that same thing. We have the opportunity to live in the now, to live in the present tense, to live in the first person, to live in who we are, forgetting entirely the past, forgetting all those things that took our attention and perhaps directed them down the wrong road. But now, we take our attention and we direct it up the right road, the road of now, the road of being ourselves and having fun, the road of living in a joyous, wonderful world. If your son or daughter did not make you happy, or some person did not make you happy, take that person and let them be born new, right now. Let them be born as the ideal person. If they're a son, daughter, husband, wife, relative, friend, say, my friend, just born new. I have the neatest friend in the world, my friend. And then emote. Get excited over everything that the ideal friend would be. How does the ideal friend act? How does the ideal friend think? How does the ideal friend carry themselves? How does the ideal friend relate themselves to me in my room? How does the ideal friend do anything at all? Well, the ideal friend does everything in a perfect, wonderful way. The ideal friend is so complete and so fantastic and so joyous, it is just unbelievable. But that's what an ideal friend does. That's how an ideal friend acts. And that's how an ideal friend is. And that's what I have in my consciousness at all times about my ideal friend, my ideal wife, my ideal husband, my ideal children, my ideal relationships, my ideal mom, my ideal dad, my ideal aunts and uncles, my ideal teachers, my ideal co-workers. No matter what I have, they're all ideal, and they're ideal by my standard. And my standard is living in the now, being yourself and having fun and following everything that's good and beautiful according to my principles, according to my ideals, according to who and what I am. Now, doesn't sound too difficult, and yet it isn't difficult. But it's difficult to let go of the old or the illusions that we've been living under and take on the new picture of who and what we are. If someone comes up to you and says that your child is having a problem, and they say, wow, it's so terrible, it's so ugly, it's so bad, and you say, thank you for telling me, and you instantly go into your consciousness and you create your child at that moment, fresh, brand new, right at that moment, and you see them whole and perfect, you see them enjoying life, you see them doing everything beautiful and good and beneficial and loving, fantastic, not with demand, but your new creation. Your new creation. Let me tell you about my dog. Let me tell you about my wonderful dog. Let me tell you about my son, my daughter. Let me tell you about my husband, my wife. Wowee, wowee. I've got the greatest. I've got the most wonderful. But, no, I've got the most wonderful. And not even a no. I've got the most wonderful. And as I live in that consciousness, that is my now, I do have the most wonderful. And whatever appearance or condition or circumstance that seems to be saying something different, it fades away. It has no more life from me. It has no more attitude from me. It has no more existence in my consciousness. For in my consciousness, I see everything in its ideal way. Now, you say, that's being Pollyanna. That's burying your head in the sand. That's not facing facts. Yeah? Could you realize some of the magical things that happen in life at the time they were happening? Not really. Could you imagine that right now they're using inkjet printers to create human organs to operate in the human body and replacement organs from an inkjet printer? Scientists are almost at the breakthrough point of having it be something that they can apply on the market, but they have it going, and it is functioning in certain ways, and now they want it to function in all ways. Will they achieve it? Oh, you bet they will, because they see it done. They see it as an already fact. Now, in the next 5 years, we'll see that. We'll see human organs created by an inkjet printer. Only so many months ago, the cell phone was not everywhere. And now it's ubiquitous, it's everywhere. Only a few months ago, conditions were ugly and terrible. Oh, that's like our doctors, our medical profession, our scientists are most interesting. I can't blame the doctors, because the scientists do the research and the doctors merely take the fact. So, one day the researchers are saying salt is good in the body. Next day salt is bad. Next day salt is necessary and must be put in the body. Another day sugar is good. Another day sugar is bad. Another day chocolate is good. Chocolate is bad. Another day coffee is good. Coffee is bad. It would go on and off, on and off. And if you're drinking coffee during a no coffee period of time, then you're thought to be terrible. If you're drinking coffee during a coffee drinking time that coffee's approved and recommended, then you're thought to be normal or average and doing whatever everybody else is doing. Now, which level are you on? Where are you in this attitude of change? Well, create your own attitude of change. Recreate your father as the most loving being on the face of the earth, if he has been a challenge to you. Recreate your wife or husband or children, your relatives, co-workers, or anybody, or yourself. Recreate yourself. When you think of yourself, do not think of the negatives of the past, but think of the positives of the present. Think of the wonderful dreams you have in your mind, the wonderful ideal you have for yourself. Think of yourself as the ideal human being. And say, I am the ideal human being. I am the ideal human being. I am the ideal. Well, now, let's not waste our time on that. Let's say, I am ideal. I'm playing the role of a human. I'm playing the role of a divine being. I'm playing the role of all that is good and beautiful. Why limit myself? Huh? How silly to limit myself, yeah? So, I create myself the ideal being. And in fact, I don't even create myself a being. I create myself the ideal. I am the ideal expression of the infinite creative cause of the universe. I am the ideal expression. I am the ideal. I am God. My goodness. Yes. When we get down to basics, when we get down to facts, all of those other things fade away, and we live in the now, in the present. And as we live in the now, we have one of the most exciting adventures life could ever give to us. And the adventure is, who do you think you are, that is what you are. Have a good day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.